Well, I want to bring in Kate Carnell now. As I said earlier, previous Chief Minister of the ACT, now Executive Director of the National Association of Forest Industries. And Kate, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Sandy.
So, do you think the regional forest agreement's working properly in Tasmania?
Sandy, I think it's really important to put all this in perspective at the moment. What was the regional forest agreement to start with? It was an effort by the then Labor federal government and state governments to try to sort out the problem or the perceived problems of forestry in Australia. And it was about looking at the whole forest reserve and preserving areas that needed to be preserved, high conservation areas, a whole heap of old growth areas, and putting other areas aside for production, for forestry production, forestry harvesting. As a result of the regional forest agreements right around Australia, an extra million hectares of forest was put into reserves. In Tasmania, that we're talking about tonight, 458,000 hectares of new forests were put into reserves as a result of the regional forest agreement.
It's a very small amount, though, Kate.
No, it's a very big amount. What that produced, I think it's important to remember that before the regional forest agreements, about 2 million hectares of Tasmania was reserved. So an extra 500,000 hectares was put in as part of the regional forest agreement. So a huge increase. And what that meant was that 40% of Tasmania's whole land mass, now we're talking about the land mass, was reserved in national parks and areas that weren't available for logging. 86% of old growth on public land is now in reserves. 95% of wilderness areas is today in reserves. The amount of old growth logging in Tasmania now is about 1,000 hectares a year. Now remember I told you before, 458,000 hectares of new land, new high conservation areas were put into reserves as a result of the RFAs. In fact, you know, at current harvesting levels, the proportion of current old growth that will still exist in 10 years' time, you know, remember we're supposed to be logging at accelerated levels and so on, but in 10 years' time, 97% will still be there.